Hi, everyone, and thank you so much. It is the good stuff, and it's Kim and Mike Burge, and we're so delighted to be with you, wondering how your December is going so far. Lots going on in the good stuff, so let's dig in deep. First off, let's start with this. Season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West.
And don't forget the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is inviting you to visit the Valentine and Cherry County area. Yep, they're working on a new event center. You can check that out at itstimevalentine.com if you want to. But schedule your next trip down the Niobrara River or stay at Merritt Reservoirs. Great camping spots around the area. And as I said, lots of wide open spaces. Go to visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. So much in the Tri-State Livestock News. They've got special interest sections, classified, award-winning columnists, livestock auction reports, of course, NFR reports. Just go to TSLN.com, order your subscription so you can relax and enjoy it at home over a hot cup of coffee and catch up on the really fresh, current things at TSLN. Order today.
How about a little Rod Nichols for you today here?
I always enjoy Rod.
And something to do about Christmas.
There you go.
I know we're early in Christmas, but we're getting closer.
Well, it is the season. It's between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's fair play.
Rod's take on the night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, every creature was sneezing, including the mouse. 'Twas the night before Christmas, but what could we do? The family had been struck down with the flu. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while Tylenol and Sudafed cleared up their heads. And me, in my hot tea, and he, with a snack, had settled in front of the big unwrapped stack. When out on the lawn there was such a crash and a clatter, I ran out the front door to see what was the matter. When what to my wondering eyes did appear? A large man in a red suit yelling, "Oh, dear, I've appointments all over," said the man who was fat. "And now, just look here, my tire is flat." We invited him in, though we warned him of flu, and awaited for the auto club to do what they do. Then he rapped while we waited. The fat guy was good. We tried to keep up as well as we could. At last we were done, and so was the tire. The man, he arose from in front of the fire, and we heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to you and to achoo." Uh-oh. A little Rod Nichols for you today and a little bit of Christmas cheer coming your way.
Author unknown on this, these things will certainly all be true on the day that I die. Yet for as much as will happen on that day, one more thing that will happen. On the day I die, the few people who really know and truly love me will grieve deeply. They will feel a void. They will feel cheated. They will not feel ready. They will feel as though a part of them has died as well. And on that day, more than anything in the world, they will want more time with me. I know this from those I love and grieve over. And so knowing this while I am still alive, I'll try to remember that my time with them is finite and fleeting and so very precious, and I'll do my best not to waste a second of it. I'll try not to squander a priceless moment worrying about all the other things that will happen on the day I die, because many of those things are either not my concern or beyond my control. Friends, those other things have an insidious way of keeping you from living even as you live, vying for your attention, competing for your affections. They rob you of the joy of this unrepeatable, uncontainable, ever evaporating now with those who love you and only want to share it with you. Don't miss a chance to dance with them while you can. It's easy to waste so much daylight in the days before you die. Don't let your life be stolen every day by all that you believe matters, because on the day you die, much of it simply won't. Yes, you and I will die one day, but before that day comes, let us live.
Oh, thank you. Something from J.D. Seibert today. May your mustache grace your upper lip and always hang with a majestic curl, but feel free to discount this advice if you happen to be a girl.
I kind of saw that coming.
If you see something out there you think that we would enjoy and our listeners would enjoy, send it to us at kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for the good stuff.